Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43. My next guest got under the noses of many in the airline sector when he accused some of them of profiteering from the energy crisis by hiking up fares or adding fuel surcharges. Christophe Mathieu from Brittany Ferries likened some of the airlines to bad gamblers for not hedging or fixing the future delivery prices of their fuel. He also said that his ferry company, which runs services from Cherbourg in northern France to Cork and Rosslare, would not be hiking up prices this summer, nor adding any fuel surcharges. And Christophe Mathieu, the chief executive of Brittany Ferries, is on the line. Good morning, Christophe.
Yeah, good morning.
How many sailings per week, by the way, does Brittany Ferries provide between France and Ireland?
Nine. Seven from Cherbourg, two from Roscoff to Cork, Roscoff Cork, and Cherbourg Rosslare daily. So that makes it nine.
And is business good?
It's okay. It's okay. There is a little bit of slow booking, and that's why we also wanted to distanciate ourselves from these stories of airlines because. We just wanted to make sure people understood that the ferry business is different. We run on different fuel. First, there is no risk about delivery on the for the next 6 to 8 months, that's for sure. And two, as we've hedged our fuel, we know the cost for the full for the next 6, 7, 8 months. So there is no need to worry about us putting the prices up or let alone cancelling our crossings.
Yeah, but you're not very pleased with the behaviour of some European airlines.
Well, I just find it a bit iffy in a sense, because as a consumer, if I buy something and then I'm told that the cost of production is higher, I don't know many industries that put the prices up once I've ordered or cancel altogether my delivery once I've ordered. I think it's a bit bizarre because I understand there might be shortage, but I don't think shortage in our economy means the prices go up. And I think when we hear all this story about shortage and inferring that they won't be able to actually deliver the service, maybe on the airline, I know the kerosene is a limited product, maybe, but I still also find that maybe it's a way of recouping the loss or avoiding losses. For me, it's not quite the way we run business. You know, if your costs go up, you need to sure, plan accordingly, but on the short term, as they do now, cancelling flight, we do find it a little bit bizarre. Mm. Or at the least, we wanted people to know that we don't have to do that, and we would certainly not do that, and for the reasons I've explained.
Yeah.
No risk of availability, and we've hedged. And it's a bet, by the way, hedging. It works both ways. If the price of oil had gone down, we would pay the oil of our fuel and our LNG at the price we bought it for. As it happened, unfortunately, because of what's happening in Iran, the prices are what they are. And as it happened for us, it's better because we've hedged. And we just want to make sure people know about it.
Yeah, there is a difference between hedging your fuel, which is kind of agreeing a price weeks or months into the future, and fuel delivery, the actual physical product arriving at depots that you can use the fuel from. So in other words, will you be able to physically get this fuel that you have agreed to use, given the fact that there is not much fuel coming out of the Middle East at the moment?
Yeah, but there is only 20% coming out of the Hormuz Detroit. And as far as we're concerned, again, each company has its own characteristic. Each industry has its own characteristic. And we are, at the moment, without a doubt, about our deliveries, because our our suppliers have guaranteed to us that there is no issues. Of course, in the meantime, the spot price has gone up, no question. But that's where you come back to, but luckily we've hedged, so we're not impacted. Hence, our will to be recognized as a safe bet for the summer 26 for people that want to just book and relax and no worry about cancellation or last minute price increase.
Yeah. Lufthansa has cancelled 20,000 flights. We hear that Aer Lingus is going to cancel 500 flights. Whereas the low cost or no frills carriers are continuing their business. Wizz Air said it's expanding. Ryanair said it's well covered until 2027. Is there an issue between the legacy airlines versus the new upstart, no frills airlines?
Well, yeah, surely. But again, I won't comment too much on my airline's competitors, but we all know that there's a long-term trend by which in Europe for internal flights, the low-cost airlines are gradually taking over the legacy airlines. So, I don't know. Then, but this hedging thing is just a management tool, and it's a prudential tool that, for example, we've not hedged just in 26. It's a golden rule in BF to try to enter the season with at very least 50 to 60% of our fuel cost hedged. And this year it's even better because we covered 85%. But we already covered for more than 50% for 27 on the fuel side. On the LNG, likewise, we've also hedged for LNG because maybe people in Ireland don't know, but we operate 4 ships on LNG, and one of them comes to Rosslare because we also have, we forgot to mention earlier, my bad, I shouldn't forget that we have a route between Rosslare and Bilbao. So in fact, the answer to your question earlier was 11 crossing, because we've got 2 crossing a week, Rosslare, Bilbao. But that's because it's early. I'm not really awake yet.
It's good. If the boss forgets 2 services a week, that's
it. That's very bad.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Christoph. That's Christoph Mathieu, the chief executive of Brittany Ferries.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.